Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey everyone, welcome to the first ever episode of Red Men Bite Size, the daily news wrap-up show. I'm Steve Hall, and yet this is something new that we're trying out because, for those of you who don't know, at 9 p.m. every Sunday to Thursday, one of the Red Men team is live on YouTube for an hour with the fan interactive show. But as we know, you podcast listeners, you aren't all available all the time to get on the YouTube. Some of you listen to us while you commute or do other things, and we know that. And we don't want you guys missing out, and we want to cater to you. So yeah, we're going to bring you these, well, we're recording this about an hour or so before we go live on YouTube. So yeah, we want to get you guys up to date, so make sure you are not missing out. In terms of the main Liverpool stories from today, then I suppose the news that Liverpool announced a 33-man squad to take to their Dubai training camp, an initial 33-man squad. They'll be joined by anyone who exits the World Cup. Darwin Núñez will be joining up with them very, very shortly, and any other Reds who are knocked out along the way. Although, as it stands, most of the other ones are going to be playing in the quarterfinals, which is good for all of them. I suppose the biggest names who we've seen are the likes of, you know, nice to see Luis Diaz back, which is amazing. Diogo Jota's going to travel as well. Brilliant news, although he's not going to be taking part in the training session himself. He's going to be doing his own unique session. But yeah, good to have him involved and around with all the guys. In terms of like your established stars, Mo Salah is obviously the main one, the main man himself. But you've got the likes of Andy Robbo, who's going to be with the lads, Bobby Firmino. Who else is on there? Major stars such as Nat Phillips as well. Nice to see Naby Keita, who we believe is going to be back full training, and Joel Matip as well. Arthur Melo is going to be there again, more in terms of recovery than doing anything. Nice to see a couple of young lads go as well. So the likes of Chambers, Kwanzaa, Clark, Freundorf, Stewart, Doak, Kane and Cornes. Good for those guys to get some minutes. But yeah, Liverpool are, as I think at time recording, actually on their way to Dubai for their training camp, which is amazing news for them. Get out of this freezing cold country and get to Dubai. They're going to play 2 friendly games there as well, of course, with the added bonus of pen shootouts regardless of the results. But yeah, Liverpool have named a really strong 33-man squad, and obviously one of the main reasons they've gone to Dubai is that they are close enough to Qatar for anyone who does to join up with them who leaves the World Cup. What is interesting, it's been reported that anyone who does exit from the World Cup is going to be given a 7-day break as well, which, again, that's very interesting because, for example, if any Liverpool players get to the World Cup final, and as it stands, that is looking very, very likely. As we know, there'll be at least one in the semi-final because the England lads are going up against the French lads, but obviously Alisson and Fabinho are in there for Brazil as well. Virgil's in there for the Netherlands. If any of those get to the final, or even 2 of them, you know, there's a 3rd and 4th place playoff as well, of course. Does that mean that Jürgen's not going to risk them for the Boxing Day game at Aston Villa? Because, you know, I was thinking this before, maybe it might be case by case. Someone like Virgil, who's, or, you know, or Jordan Henderson, who's playing a lot of football in the tournament, maybe they get a week off. But I'm just thinking, for example, Fabinho, who's hardly kicked the ball, or Trent Alexander-Arnold, hardly kicked the ball. Are they going to be given a full week off as well? I think that's a very interesting question. Or would they be asked basically to get yourselves back on the plane as soon as you can, lads, and get in for that Aston Villa game, which is going to be a tough game. But I'm sure we'll find that out all in due course. Very, very quickly, obviously, the Bellingham, Henderson, Trent, Alexander-Arnold. If you're not on social media, and I know that all the podcast listeners are always scrolling Twitter and Insta like we are, but yeah, basically, there are so many breadcrumbs now. It's like a Hansel and Gretel movie between Bellingham getting linked to Liverpool and Hendo and Trent doing their teasers. Sky Germany have reported again today that Dortmund are already planning for life without him. The confidence of getting between £100 and £150 million, and that Jürgen Klopp is, and I quote, pushing to complete a move for Jude Bellingham to the Reds. anyone who watched him for England over the last couple of games realises how fantastic he is. He's probably thrown a few extra zeros on the price tag, or at least on his wages. But that's obviously one that we're going to be tracking between now and the end of the season. City and Real Madrid are obviously sniffing around. I wouldn't be shocked if his World Cup performances are drawing the eyes of, you know, your Paris Saint-Germain's or any other clubs around Europe who've got a bit of dough to spend. But yeah, it does look like Liverpool are obviously in this one. And if you're like me, and you're a very glass half full person rather, yeah, all the social media noise and Hendo being, you know, chilling out with them, and Trent doing the pose that him and Hendo did, and Trent's interview where he kind of gave a little nod and a wink about being out on the town with Jude as well. I'm hoping that all means something, because if it doesn't, it is the biggest tease of all time, and I'd be very, very disappointed. But yeah, the more I see of all this stuff, and the more you hear it, I'm starting to believe that Jude Bellingham might sign for Liverpool next summer. Again, I'm prepared to be heartbroken. I know some people, and Chloe from the Red Men, she's very much like this. She'd rather have low expectations so she can't be hurt. I'm willing to go out on the limb, and I'm willing to be hurt here. I'm willing to start believing. But yeah, if Liverpool can get this deal done, it'll be an unbelievable signing, of course. But listen, it's not going to be a free run. There are going to be amazing football teams all over Jude Bellingham. So hopefully the fact that he's besties with Trent, and that Jordan Henderson seems to be one of his idols and really looking after him, Liverpool will hope that can play a part in persuading him that Anfield's the move for him. But fingers crossed that happens, because yeah, he is absolutely excellent. And then finally, I want to wrap up the bite-sized edition of British Redmen Show with our expert insight interview that we did with David Lynch. So David Lynch wrote an article just confirming basically the Saudi/Qatari joint venture bid for Liverpool Football Club. Paul spoke to David today. That is streaming right now on Redmen Plus, and I'll give you more information how you guys can watch or listen to that completely free in a moment. But yeah, you can get Redmen Plus access free. I'll give you the access and the code later. But yeah, David basically, he said, yeah, he's 100% true that this interest is there. He even went as far as to say that he's heard some of the promises, and I use that as a quote, air quotes, you can't see me doing that, but I definitely just did them, that the new owners would make if this goes further. So, but he did say, like, expect some PR stuff to come. So as and when we start hearing official names, because as it stands, all these billionaires, and as David put it, they don't want to put out into the press that they are interested in Liverpool just yet, because billionaires get embarrassed, because in terms of if it doesn't go through, it looks bad on them. So they wait as long as they can wait before it gets out there that they're interested. Because like I say, if their bid gets rejected, or they just don't quite have the money, it basically reflects badly upon them. So he couldn't give the names, but he did say, expect a little PR spin to come out soon, as and when we know who they are. Owners promising, we'll do this, we'll buy X, Y, and Z, we'll spend this much on transfers, we'll do this to the stadium. David's quote was, you know, treat all that with a healthy dose of skepticism, but he did say the Saudi Qatari stuff is genuine. There is a joint bid between private firms from those two countries, which I think is key. It is not state funded, it is not state owned. It wouldn't be allowed pretty much to be Saudi owned anyway, state owned, because they already own Newcastle Football Club in effect. So the main stories from that interview, like I say, it's 100% true, and that consortium are 100% confident that they would pass the fit and proper persons tests, and that there'd be no reason for them not to be able to buy Liverpool, if so be it. He also confirmed, of course, that there's a German consortium who are, as he put it, further down the road in terms of table and a bid, so they've done a bit more of their due diligence. Perhaps there's an American company as well, and that the 3.2 billion figure that's being banded about is more like a starting point. Maybe Liverpool are going to try and start a bidding war from around there, and we'll see where they can get up to. Basically, FSG are in no rush to sell Liverpool. They're not going to be doing it for a quick sale. They're willing to hear from all interested parties and pick the best deal, both financially and in terms of the football club. But yeah, David's interview came out yesterday night. It had tongues a wagging, and within 24 hours, we'd interviewed him and had that up on redmenplus.com, both in podcast and video form. If you guys want to check that out, now we are doing a 3-month code on Redmen. It was meant to end today. I was meant to end that code today, but I've decided, given how big this interview was and how much insight was in it, I've made the executive decision, because Paul and Chris basically aren't in the office at this moment in time. I'm the de facto boss for the next hour or two. I've decided that I'm going to extend this, so I've already done it right now. So if you go to redmenplus.com, sign up as a monthly club captain, it's the £5 tier. when you go to your first payment screen, enter the promo code HOHOHO, H-O-H-O-H-O. When you apply that, you won't be charged for your first month, so you'll get a first month free, completely free. You can listen to it as well. I know you guys are podcast listeners. You can get it in your native podcast apps. You don't have to watch it or anything like that. It can download straight onto your phone or your device, and you can listen to it for free. And I say, if you like the content, you might stick around. Hopefully you do. Everything we do is in podcast form pretty much as well, so I'm sure you'll enjoy it. But yeah, go and check out that interview with David over on redmenplus.com. It'll come straight, like I say, straight into your podcast app, and use the code HOHOHO to get it for free. Right then, that was the first Red Men Bite-size. Hope you enjoyed it. If you've got any feedback for us, do let us know at the Red Men TV on all the socials pretty much. And like I said earlier on, we are live on YouTube at 9 p.m. every night, Sunday through Thursday. So if you do want to get involved with that one, interact with the show, we'll bring your comments up on the screen. We've got the subscriber map, we've got the boards to get you guys involved. It's an interactive show. Do come and check that out if you can. But like I say, if you just want to listen to these podcasts, we've got you covered here on our podcast and platforms too. Until tomorrow, we'll catch you all later. Goodbye, everyone.
If you enjoyed this podcast, then we've got a whole load more for you right now. Head over to redmenplus.com. You can get extra Red Men podcasts. You've got Around the League. You've got The Debate Show, Journo Insight with Neil Jones, and Podcast Extra, all the stuff that we could never possibly broadcast on public spaces. It is there, available in your native podcasting app on the go as well. Head to redmenplus.com and sign up.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.